I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We are continuing with a look at the life and legacy of Nelson Mandela. The South African leader died yesterday at 95 years old. Coming up, South Africa's ambassador to the U.S., Ibrahim Rasool, was also jailed as a young man for his political work. In a few minutes, he will tell us about a fateful meeting he had with Nelson Mandela when they were both in prison, and he'll tell us what he learned from him. That's in just a few minutes. But first, music. It was an important part of the struggle against apartheid. So now we're going to hear from one of South Africa's best known musicians. During the apartheid years, Vusi Matlasela was moved to write songs about justice and freedom. His anthem, When You Come Back, was written for political exiles who had to leave South Africa. Here's a clip.
When you ring the bells, when you come back, when you beat the drums, when you come back, our lost African blues will tend to the music of the people. As a people's music, by the people's culture, and I'll be the one who'll climb up the mountain, reaching for the top of.
He performed the song at Nelson Mandela's inauguration in 1994 and at tribute concerts around the world over the years. He joins me now from Mamelodi Township in Pretoria. Vusi Matlasela, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us, and my condolences to you on your loss today.
Thank you, and thank you for having me, Michelle, on the program. Thank you.
You performed for Nelson Mandela on a number of occasions. Do you mind if I ask what that meant to you?
Well, it was very quite emotional, and I think it was, you know, it's such a great honor to have been part of that, you know, performing where Nelson Mandela was. Some other times, I remember I was performing at Jabulani Amphitheatre and the Mandela came announced and just walked on stage and started greeting us while we were playing. The drummer had to like play with one hand and, you know, the keyboard player and myself. But then after that, he came and met the musicians. But also, of course, it's that the really Mandela championed as well. Mm-hmm. Masakane, which is nation building and so on. So, yeah, it's been such a really great honor. It gave me the pleasurable human feeling to be part of all of it.
And speaking of pleasure, when we've seen him on many public occasions, particularly where music is being played, he seemed to really enjoy it. I mean, he seemed to really express on his face and in his body a real sense of appreciation. Was it really that way up close and with him? Did he love it?
Oh, yes. You can actually see some kind of a transformation, you know, in his face when he's sort of like really listening to the music, you know, the passion that is sort of like really that. And then he likes also to go out, not just to meet important, but to will go and meet musicians, you know, shake their hands, you know, one by one. And he's really appreciative of music quite a lot. And I like, you know, that, you know, he really, not only just for music and all that, but education and other things and everything, and also even encouraging other people as well.
What kind of music did he like? Do you know? Did he ever have any particular opinions that he expressed to you? He says, "Oh, I like this song," or "I didn't really like that one."
I wouldn't say because of course, I mean, he had a lot of music long before I was born. And then he had his favorite of the late Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, the first, you know, a black model queen who was also from Pretoria, Dolly Ratebe, and African jazz pioneers, you know, and many other music, the variety of music here at home, the Dark City Sisters, Mahlatini and Mahotela Queens, and many others. I think he enjoyed quite a lot of music, and I think also jazz in general as well.
He liked jazz? Really? He liked jazz?
Oh, yes. I think it's cross-cultural, and you know what, he's very appreciative of quite a lot of music, of course.
Well, if I may, you know, sometimes people of the earlier generation don't have as much appreciation for some of the later musical forms like hip-hop or rap, or I don't know how you feel about those, but did he ever express any opinion about those things, those new ones, a little bit new sound?
Well, I think there is quite a lot of, you know, development in terms of what is really happening today in music and whatever, there is this digital world and all that. I don't have a problem, you know, and with what quite a lot of artists. I know what I like. I know why my bread is buttered in terms of what I like. As long as the music, in terms of the lyric content, it's not blasphemous, either the rap and all that, because rap also started here in Africa, whereby we're talking about, you know, embracing, you know, the environment, the places where our ancestors first drank their water from the first wells and what they have, their wealth and all that, but also about the people, the folk, you know, the traditional music with indigenous instruments and so on, mm-hmm. and then the rhythm of the bass and the importance of that. That is okay, you know, it's mixing all that, but as long as there is no blasphemy in the lyrics and everything like that, the subject matter, it is very much important. Okay. It's only if it's embodying, you know, okay. What we are dearly as people need to hear.
Well, thank you so much. Vusi Malasela is a South African musician. He performed many times for Nelson Mandela, and we caught up with him in Mamelodi Township in Pretoria, South Africa. Vusi Malasela, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Michelle, and thank you. Thank you for having me.